Fred Film Radio.
Festival del cinema europeo di Lecce, Italia.
Fred Film Radio, this is Chiara Nicoletti from the European Film Festival in Lecce, Festival del Cinema Europeo, the 18th edition. Today I'm in company of Agnieszka Holland, who's here to receive the Career Award to present her new film, The Civil Bear at Berlinale, Spur. And she's also here as a member of the European Film Academy, as chairwoman of the European Film Academy, to support director Oleg Sentsov's cause and to accompany Askold Kurov, who presented here the documentary, The Trial, The State of Russia Against Oleg Sentsov. Agnieszka, you wanted to support Oleg Sentsov's cause and to accompany Askold Kurov as a filmmaker and chairwoman of EFA.
Well, you know, first we wanted to support the freedom of speech, the rights of the human being, especially creative person, to express his opinion and his beliefs. And we strongly believe that it cannot be persecuted, and we strongly believe that certainly it cannot be punished by the, you know, by the authorities. But what is important about it means what was important to me about this documentary, because I knew the story of Oleg. I've seen some testimonies. I've seen image of him. I never met him in person. A lot of people spoke about him to me. But when I watched this documentary in Berlin, suddenly by the end, I realized that it's not that we are helping Oleg, but the Oleg is helping us. That the message of his courage, which very articulate, very strong, very extremely sincere, and, you know, with the weight of his destiny now, of these 20 years, came from the screen, and it was like telling to us, you know, what is important is to be yourself. What is important is not to be a coward. What is important is to support what we believe is right. And that sounds banal when we are telling it like that, but in the context of the situation, suddenly it was the message we all needed. And, you know, the situation in Europe and in the world becomes really difficult and dangerous. And we don't know where Europe is going. You know, we don't know if the freedoms we have, the rights we have, that they will be eternal. They are actually in danger. So to see this young man, which doesn't bow down, and which face his fate with such an incredible strength, it was something which was a great lesson. We have to support him because, you know, in the first place, he's really a lovely man, and talented filmmaker, and the father of two kids, one sick, who need him terribly, but also because he represents some kind of the engagement, of the involvement, which in our days we need, the film needs, the European cinema needs. And last few ceremonies, award ceremonies, which we organized for the European cinema, they became much more political than it was before. It means that we are responding in some way to the situation which was created by politicians, maybe, but maybe also by ourselves, maybe by the fact that we've been not courageous enough, not that we've been lazy, that we've been self-involved, that we didn't care, that we didn't put interest what's going on around us, thinking that our little world is enough. So, yeah, Oleg's message is really important in much wider scope than only the destiny of one political prisoner in Russia.
Do you feel that it's your duty or responsibility as a filmmaker to actually support this cause and other directors in situations like this?
Yes, and you know, it was a discussion among, you know, the filmmakers and the Academy members, because we are in some way, you know, the Academy to support the creative, you know, the creative and production situation of the European cinema and to promote European films. But in the same time, I think that the message of the solidarity is extremely important, and We decided that we will support Oleg whatever it costs and how long it's necessary, and that we will support also another colleagues in similar situations. Of course, you cannot support everybody. It's so much of injustice in the world, and so many people are persecuted, and so many people are losing their freedoms and rights, that we have to limit ourselves to those who are our family. And you know, we really understood during the last few years that maybe the Europe is not united as it used to be, but we, the filmmakers, European filmmakers, are more united than ever. So that is the message also.
What do you think is the role of cinema and filmmakers in this revolution?
Well, we have to stop it, you know. We have to stop it because it's taking us back to the very dark times. But we have to also come with the new vision and new narration. To, you know, not avoid the problems this counter-revolution is response to, but to try to find another response which is humanistic and just.
Is cinema a way for you to kind of solve problems? You were saying that you try to answer to questions that you have. So is there a film in particular in your career that helped you through some questions in your life?
I think that the cinema is not to preach. If I have the answer to the problems, you know, political problems or social problems, I will become politician. But I don't have the answer, but I really feel the questions. So, you know, asking the questions already wakes up the imagination and empathy. And, I think that it's what we have to do.
Tell me more about what you said about a young audience, and as I was telling you, we're part of a young audience award, so I want to know how important it is to develop an audience, to form the young audience since the beginning.
I think that, you know, young audience is something which we have really take care of, because they are our audience of the future in the first place. So for very selfish reason, we have to educate the young people to watch the more complicated and original movies than just, you know, the regular entertainment, you know, made by Hollywood. That is one thing. But another thing, it's through the cinema we can also organize some kind of the debate and discussion among young people which can translate also to their political opinion. So it's very, you know, it's very good educational and cultural program, and in the same time it's fun, you know. It's really a huge success. It's one of the biggest success of European Film Academy that it started and it spread like the fire. Now we will have it this year in 31 cities. So, and I hope that it will follow after that, those young people, that will be not one time event, but that they will continue to watch the movies together and discuss about the movies and discuss about the problem they have and so on.
How do you feel about career awards like this one you're receiving tonight?
Well, it's, you know, it's nice. It doesn't mean that I have to stop, but it means that what I did so far was recognized by the people.
We've been talking to Agnieszka Holland here at the European Film Festival in Lecce to receive the Career Award to support, as a chairwoman of the EFA, Oleg Sentsov-Kos. And this is Chiara Nicoletti for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.